I'm Brad Mark. I'm Vegas, KC Viva, and I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. I love life, I love my family, and I love the Chiefs.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Born in Kansas City, raised south of there in Adrian, Missouri. Little bitty town of about 1,000 people, a little farm town. No matter where I go, that's always home. One of my favorite memories in Kansas City is the High Boy restaurant. My mom and dad's first date was actually at the High Boy restaurant. My mom still tells me today about him picking her up in a car. No back seat, the side window didn't work. So now every time I go back to Arrowhead, I'm right over to High Boy with my son, my daughter, my wife. Still my favorite cheeseburger in America.
Nostalgia has always been a part of Brad Mark's life, whether it's the fond memories of his parents' romance or the love for a place he called home. This small-town Missouri boy remained rooted in his humble beginnings. But Adrian's town limits couldn't contain Brad, nor his hopes and dreams.
I wanted more. I wanted to grow out, spread my wings. You know, I think every young kid dreams of bigger and better things. 4 days after I turned 18, I remember going home and I told my mom, all right, I joined the Army. She said, you mean you're checking into it? I said, no, I joined. She said, you can't. I said, I did. I went to the Army right out of high school and served for 2 years to get money for college. Coincidentally, I was deciding where to go to spring break that year, and a buddy of mine had a brother in Vegas, 3-bedroom condo in Vegas, an NSX sports car, a ski boat, Lake Mead, Las Vegas. You do the math, I moved here. I moved to Vegas, got a job at the Flamingo Hilton. Well, one day, a guy called on the phone looking to make a contact in Vegas, opened this new racing school called Richard Petty Driving Experience. He was looking to make a contact, and actually on a dare, he'd end up calling my office to try and make a contact. Every client I worked with asked, well, what's cool to do in town? You know, we know the casinos, we know the shows, we know the restaurants, but what else is cool? And so I sent a lot of business his way, and ultimately he hired me, and I spent 10 years working for Richard Petty, the king of NASCAR. I ran Richard Petty's race school. It's a stock car driving experience where you get to hop in the driver's seat of a $100,000 stock car and go around places like Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Daytona. You can race around Kansas Speedway as NASCAR was experiencing its greatest boom. I was there literally in the driver's seat a lot of days at a lot of tracks.
Brad's life was now on the fast lane, as his years with the Richard Petty experience allowed him to navigate yet another road. That road, it was the one he had paved in his mind 15 years earlier.
In 1990, I was dating this young lady for 6 months, and on her 6-month anniversary, I decided I was going to propose to her. On the night that I proposed, I told my fiancé-to-be that I didn't have much, but I was going to start my own business. I didn't have a car. I borrowed a friend's car, rode my bike to his house to borrow his car so I could take her out to dinner. The dinner was comped because I was employee of the month at the hotel. I told her on my knee while I was at that restaurant, I told her I'm going to have my own business before I turn 40. And we opened up Pole Position Raceway 3 weeks before my 40th birthday.